pledge of allegiance, please? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, thank you for coming out this evening. Okay, we're moving on to agenda item 4, approval of minutes of the regular business meeting of December 11, 2017. May I have a motion to approve the regular meeting of December 11, 2017? Mrs. Delerba, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Discussion? All in favor? Against? Okay, passes 5-0. Okay, next, approval of treasurer's and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for November 2017 and internal claims audit report for November 2017. May I have a motion to approve the treasurer and business office financial reports and extracurricular fund report for November 2017 and the internal claims audit report for November 2017. Mrs. Donaldson, seconded by Mrs. Delerba. Discussion? All in favor? Against? Passes 5-0. Superintendent's report, Mrs. Rossi.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Happy New Year to everybody. Welcome back. I do not see any student delegates here tonight.
They were mistakenly told the meeting had been postponed until next Tuesday.
Oh.
That was incorrect.
I did not spread that
rumor. Someone mistakenly told them.
Oh. All right. Okay.
A little miscommunication.
So, we miss our kids tonight.
Well, I told them.
But we do have the Super Bowl of Caring coming up, and that is on the 27th, correct?
Yeah.
Great. Do you have, you know, the time off hand?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. So that is a big event coming up for us. News and updates around the district. We've had quite a great holiday season. Our holiday concerts occurred here back in December. We have another set of grade school concerts this month of January. They were very well attended back in December. Special accolades to all student musicians and singers who graced us with their talents, and teachers also for their preparation. Our district-wide SDM committee has been planning for our first annual Parent University Evenings. The Parent University Evening for our K through 6 parents will take place on Tuesday, January 31st, and Parent University for our 7 through 12 parents will take place on Thursday, February 1st. Additional reminders are going out this week to all parents, and hence weekly, and both evenings have terrific keynote speakers scheduled, as well as informative breakout sessions on specific topics that were developed by a parent survey that went out last spring. So I really commend my district SDM team. They've done some fabulous work. It should be two great, great evenings. We have our January Regents examinations gearing up from January 22nd through January 25th, 2018. School will remain in session here at the Junior Senior High School during all state testing, as has been the case in the past 2 years. This next bit of news is quite exciting. The Babylon Union Free School District has been selected to be highlighted on LI News Radio 103.9 FM. And a February taping will give us the opportunity to feature our Project Lead the Way course of studies and how the district has implemented the pathway that is paving the way for STEM education in grades 9 through 12. I will also be inviting the science research team to also highlight their program, as well as Mrs. Shepherd to highlight her work. So we'll be inviting those teachers, high school administration. You guys don't even know about this yet. We just found about this today. And the students who will join us in the taping of that segment. It is coming up on February 9th. That's a Friday evening. So whoever can join us, they'll join me at MacArthur Airport, which is where they have their studio. So it should be great. Those shows air on Saturday mornings. Our segment will probably air weeks later because they tape, and then they produce it, and then they clean it up, and then they air, you know, a few weeks after that. But we'll be given the link so we can broadcast that on our district homepage, in our newsletters, so on and so forth. I also want to bring attention that the third annual Legislative Breakfast and Community Summit will take place on Friday, March 2nd, 2018. We do have invitations out to all educational constituents going out shortly. And the morning, like last year, the year before, will run from 8:30 until 11 a.m. Okay? Spring kindergarten registration is scheduled for March 14th and March 21st, 2018. Those dates are on our district calendar, and we're starting to publicize those out to community right now. So if you know anybody who has an incoming kindergarten student, spread that message. And then finally, coffee with the superintendent. The next coffee hour will take place on Monday morning, February 5th, at the grade school in the library. And that is all I have.
Okay, very nice. So we're going to move on to Mr. DeJoseph, and he's going to present a physical education presentation to us and health education.
Hello, everybody. Good evening. I want to first start by thanking the Board of Ed for giving us this opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the things we're doing in health and physical education. I want to thank the central office, obviously, for their support. Mr. D'Amico is not here tonight, but he has been an integral piece in supporting all the things that we're trying to do moving forward in presenting health and phys ed. So to talk a little bit tonight, a couple of points, something about administration, what we're doing on a daily basis that has really assisted us in being more effective, more efficient in providing physical education for the kids in our program. What we found is in taking attendance, we're maximizing the instructional time. We're taking less time kind of administrating, taking attendance. So that gives us more time to work with kids on skills and activities, more accurate record keeping, and real-time information. Looking into the grade book, you as parents can log in on a daily basis and see the progress that your children are making, both with the grades and attendance. We're able to track their progress and, again, share that information not only with the parents, but with the students as well. So if there's any question, you can see it in real time, day-to-day, class by class. Assessments has been one of the parts that we really made great progress. You know, I've had a couple calls, well, with all the Common Core and this and that, how could you be testing in phys ed? And it's unfair to talk about it as testing. We're doing things like exit tickets to check understanding at the end of class. Children are going on their phones and entering information as far as fitness reports and things of that nature. So it's really given us that opportunity to give kids that. And lastly, a little bit about the one-to-one initiative, which I have to recognize Mr. DeLeo, where every staff member now has a device, and next year every child 7 through 12 will have a device. So it will be even easier for us to manage phys ed with the children. What I'd like to do is introduce two young ladies tonight. Ms. Pasquarello will talk a little bit about physical education. Ms. Sirico will talk a little bit about health education and our use of social media.
Okay, so what I'm showing you is our website, which is something that we've been using very frequently, basically for almost like everything we update here. Something as simple as like our contact information, but then we also have, our unit map, our syllabus, everything that really the kids can access, anytime they want, and we just update it here. It's very simple. Right now, so as an example today, we assigned an assessment for the circuit training unit. So they know, okay, take out your cell phone, we'll do it while we're taking attendance. Go to the click on the circuit training tab, and they can access this through our Instagram account also, which is kind of nice because they're always on there, and they flip over, go to Panthers PE, they click on, get to our homepage, and they know from here they can click on the assessment that's due this Friday. And this is literally something like we're taking attendance, and we go, okay, before we take attendance, sit down, and let's get this done. So. And this is very basic information. I mean, if they were in class, they should know the answers to these questions. It's just really checking for understanding. And then, adding a little bit of reading in there with the jump rope and, specific muscle groups, and then having them reflect on how they like the unit, how can we change this in the future to make it better. So this is just easy way for us to just kind of collect this information, and really that's it. And we just get it all. We count it as a grade, and, I think that's pretty simple. It's 5 questions. And, we put other stuff, our unit map on here, pretty much everything, really. So this has been, a really big step forward for us, and they're really getting the hang of it. At first, it was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know what to do, and now they're really getting it. So back here, and then some other ways we would like to use. also, I use these a lot in my old school, but we really haven't gotten, you know, the chance to really bring them out here. You know, having something like a smart TV might really help, so if we pulled up an app, we could pull it right up on the smart board like this and do certain exercises. So on like an app like Nike Training Club, you can choose yoga exercises, and they take you through. You can choose anything with equipment. If you only have 15 minutes left in the period, let's do a 15-minute workout. It's very nice, and these are a bunch of them they can use, and they're, like I said, there's 1,000 more. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Hello. My voice is a little raspy because I was just yelling at my basketball games. Sorry, I apologize. We won.
Yay!
And I will say, I'm sorry, she drove out to Southold and back for the Board of Ed meeting.
Yes, it was a very long ride, but it's okay. I made it.
Great.
The main thing I'm using in health right now is my Fitness Pal. I don't know if anybody's used it before, but it's on the iPhone. It's actually really simple. It's a free app, and I have them track their food. I have them track their calories. I have them just put in everything that they eat, and that way we can go over it. I had them do it over Christmas break, which was funny because we did it the week before and the week after, and they could see how many calories they intook on like Christmas dinner, and they were like, I can't believe I ate that much, like just for breakfast. And like it was funny because some of the kids were like raising their hands, like, Miss Tirico, a bag of Sour Patch Kids is like 350 calories. I'm like, I know. But they don't know that until they actually see it. So it's really good to use, and it's free, and there is like premium upgrades that you can use, but you don't have to pay for it, which is nice. The iPhone Health app actually has it. You don't even have to download anything. It just comes with a phone, and it helps you with mindfulness, so with meditation, which Ms. Berry actually did meditation in my classes with me, which was awesome. The activity tracks your steps, how many miles you walk a day, how much you walk, your nutrition, and your sleep, which is nice. The Foodicate app, you can actually scan a barcode of the food that you eat, and it'll give it a grade. So if you think you're eating a healthy snack and you scan it, it could tell you it's like a C+. And the kids get very interested. Yeah.
Well, you've seen organic food, and you're like, oh, this food is so great. It's like C+.
Yeah, and you think, and it tells the kids, too, like, it says organic, but really it's technically not organic. It's not. So it's interesting for them to see that. And then the Meditation Studio app I've been using with them, and it's over 250 guided meditations. It's for anything. Like, I tell them for next week during midterm week, there's like stress app. There's a stress one. And it just takes you like 5 minutes where you can put your headphones in, close your eyes, and you could just meditate. Like, it's specifically for like stress, anxiety, and testing. So it's really interesting. And then I also use Poll Everywhere, which is like an exit ticket during class. So you can bring it up on here, and it's live with their cell phone. So they answer the question, and everybody will come up on the board, and it won't say who answered it. It'll just show, like, a bunch of responses.
That's great.
And that way, if somebody gets it wrong, it doesn't tell. It's not like, oh, he got it wrong.
Right.
But at least
right.
I can see, okay, there's a few people that still don't understand the question.
Right.
So this is what Melissa was talking about. This is our social media, the Panthers PE. So we kind of post, like, updates on there. We have the kids follow it. this is our board that we have for our records for the fitness unit. And anybody that's on the board by Friday will get a T-shirt, which is really cool. Thanks to Mr. DeJoseph. We have some nice T-shirts. okay. Yeah. And then this is basically just what we use the Instagram for. Just, like, motivation, reminders. The kids really like it. They follow everybody's stories, so if you put, like, what they're doing on there and you show, like, oh, so-and-so got 50 box jumps in a minute, like, they'll come into class the next period and be like, I need to beat that.
Cool.
You know, which is nice because you weren't seeing that for a while. So I think that's really great. And we're trying to create a new culture, so we're trying to get everybody excited to come to PE. Everyone has to take it every year, so hopefully it'll change it.
Oh, I think that's it.
Yeah. I ask a question about the website. Is it? Can you get to the website from the homepage of the district?
Yes.
So it's not like behind a firewall.
No.
Okay. And Dave, is the link up in a place like a quick link place where it's kind of prominent? Can people get to it easily?
It's athletics and then phys ed and health, and that's how.
I think when you go on the departments tab
yeah.
under athletics, you'll find.
I was just saying it might be nice to throw it out front on the homepage on the QuickBooks.
Yeah, we could definitely work with that.
Thank you. Yeah. I like that idea. I know. I say that in my sleep. I'm like, departments. I don't have experts.
And I go, just go to the Instagram. It's right there.
You know,
that was kind of what I was saying. Just if I don't have to take word, if I can just get there, you know, I can work with my daughter if she wanted to do something. You can even take it a couple of steps further. You know.
Yeah. I want to use some of these apps. I mean, you're doing some wonderful work with incorporating technology. It's really terrific. We have a yoga program at the K through 6 buildings. We have a gal from West Babylon who's doing yoga now, and we have to set up some late springtime, some bit of yoga here at the high school. So I'll be talking with you and Mr. Joseph and Mr. Cerrone soon, but she's also willing to come in. Although it seems like you know what you're doing with yoga. But she offered a couple of half-day PDs for the PE staff. So that's something Mr. DeJoseph and I can work out where she can turnkey train.
Definitely, I said, it's one of those things, rather than bring someone in, we'll get training.
Absolutely.
And
we have the people right here on staff who do great work.
I know, just because with the yoga, I mean, in other districts, I know it's an elective. So it is a PE. So I know that's something that, you know, we've talked about for a number of years. I know with scheduling it can be a nightmare, but I know that's something that, especially, you know, with people that are interested in it, I think, you know, people would definitely welcome that.
So you've given me a nice segue.
I'm sorry.
He told me to say
In case you can't tell, I have two young ladies who are very enthusiastic and very capable of really taking us those next steps we need to take into the future of phys ed. So some of the things we've been talking about is the grading. You know, we'll work with Mr. Cerrone, Ms. Mangoni about possibly looking at, rather than giving letter grades, working towards a numeric grade and then potentially working into their GPA, which for most of our kids will be beneficial. Mm-hmm. Talking about smart TVs, Mr. Cerrone was nice enough. He gave me a smart TV. We're waiting to install it. Okay. But some of the things we're looking at doing is some more individual units, fitness units, some more elective-based things. I personally believe it's so important to make offerings of things that kids enjoy to do. Because as we know, you're not gonna, if you don't like to run, you're not gonna go run. If you don't like to do yoga, you're not gonna do yoga. So we are working in that direction. Some of the other things you can do with smart TV is, as we're doing different sport programs, watching movements and breaking down movements and having the children involved in that. Obviously, professional development is a key part of any initiative, and in this technology, we believe. These two are very savvy. Some of our other staff could use some updating, myself included. So always working towards that goal. And lastly, the fitness trackers. You know, these kids today are so good with their phones and their devices that, as Mr. Bensavid indicated, they can be doing a lot of this at home as an extension of what we do here. And that is really one of our goals, lifelong fitness. And then lastly, like all technology, there's always something new, something on the cutting edge that we would always love to be involved and engaged in. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I want to thank the girls for taking the time.
Thank you.
Great presentation. Thank you. Mr. DeJoseph, I'd love to get this presentation up on the website tomorrow.
That
would be great. Wonderful work, ladies. Thank you, Mr. DeJoseph. You too.
Thank you very much. Okay, we're moving on to committee reports. Mrs. Donaldson, do you want to comment on the audit committee?
Certainly. All right, well, we did meet earlier this afternoon with our internal auditors. We discussed and reviewed the internal audit reports for the 16-17 school year, consisting of the key control report, the fixed asset cycle report, and the risk assessment update as of June 30th, 2017. When it's time for us to meet again, we will let you know. But right now, no meeting scheduled.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mrs. Donaldson. Mrs. Doors couldn't be here this evening, so in terms of the Finance Committee, the next Finance Committee will meet on January 22nd at 6 o'clock prior to the work study. And before moving on, I just wanted to share with you that on Tuesday, December 19th, I happily signed the contracts for Segra Concrete Incorporation to initiate work on the grade school fields. I'll have Mr. Bensavega in a second share with you the update we've been given as far as the holes drilled and the work yet to go. But I do want to take a moment on behalf of the board to thank the Village of Babylon for their support in designing and managing the project and for all involved in braving the cold to initiate this process. I also wanted to say kudos to my board member colleagues who decided to enter methodically into this process, those that stood firm to stand by their intuition and knowledge that we could do this project in a more timely and economical way. The projected cost at this point is $40,000, which includes labor, material, disposal fees, which still leaves room for additional work on the fields in terms of regrading as necessary. The current project is a huge win for our kids, as they do not have to lose field time on this any season, and a win for the taxpayers who are saving hundreds of thousands of dollars. So thank you all. Mr. Bencivega, I would like to share, if you want to share the specifics of the project and the other buildings and grounds updates. Thank you.
Yeah, the, as Trish said, the village, well, the village and the contractors were out there this was the third week of December, maybe the last week. They were out there for a while before the snow hit. It got very frigid, which is frigid. And I think that, did they get all the
26
out of 30, right? Okay. And you know, they had some issues here and there, but overall there's nothing they couldn't handle. I think that one of the things they noticed was that they, in a couple places, they had to go deeper than they thought they would have to, 6 feet instead of 3 feet. But you know, if we will see, hopefully that we'll address the drainage problem. And as Trish mentioned, we have money left over to do the grading, which would be good just to kind of round out those fields and bring the improvement that we told the public we would do. It was cold. I mean, really, the crew was a small crew, but they really, I was out there just kind of walking around a little bit. It was freezing, but they didn't stop. They kept going, and kudos again to Skip Gardner and company and the contractor. They really just were amazing. The updates will be more, obviously, with the weather over the last few weeks and the holidays. We'll give a much richer report on January 22nd. What we can say right now is that the technology rooms are being reviewed by the state. They kind of were fast-tracked a little bit. There was some feedback on mechanicals. We're waiting to hear back from the architect. The game plan remains to get the final end of the project bid within the next several weeks, January, February, get that final work done, and that will close out our bondage, hopefully, as soon as possible, is what we want. And let's see if there's anything else. No, I think that's it. I mean, like I said, on January 22nd, we'll have a lot more detail.
Great, thank you. And also just a thank you for the snow crew with the snow removal as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's an amazing job. Thank you. Okay, Technology Committee, Mr. Montalto.
We have nothing to report except that we have a meeting tomorrow at 3 p.m. in the library.
Okay, thank you. Curriculum Committee, Ms. Delorba.
We're supposed to meet today, but with Mr. Jinko's absence, we're supposed to meet next week or so. But we did meet just before vacation, so we had a pretty lengthy meeting with a lot of great discussion. Two topics, really. One is we're investigating ways to bring the FLEX program back into the elementary school. So we just met Mrs. Sharp, who had a tremendous amount of information and knowledge, so thank you to her. So we will be working through that to come up with our final recommendations to bring that to the board. And when we meet again, we will also continue again the discussion about AP and AP exams, really what our district philosophy with those classes will be going forward. Okay. So I will keep you posted.
Thank you, Mr. DeLorba. Okay, Policy Committee, Ms. O'Brien, she could not be with us this evening. So the next Policy Committee meeting is to take place on Thursday, January 11th at 3:30 in Central Office. As the up for revision are two existing policies, Policy 4327, Home-Based Instruction, and Policy 5420, Student Health Services. Okay, moving on, board agenda items. Questions from visitors on agenda items? Please approach the podium and state your name.
Good evening, Robert Strom. Could you explain the item number one, what's the nature of the agreement?
Sure. The Board of Ed approved the MOA with the BTA back last, I believe it was back in June. This basically is a resolution approving the new booklet that will be published. As the unit president and I sat down over the summer months, we took all the booklets and cleaned up verbiage, spelling errors. Because we did that, we arranged the table of contents. Our attorney is saying that we have to have this resolution to more formally get this now publication produced.
So would this publication be public information?
Yes, yes.
Okay, two other items. Could you also explain items 20 and 21, the nature of those things?
Dr. Daly, can you talk about the intermunicipal agreements?
Oh, certainly. Good evening, Mr. Stroh. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Okay, let's start with...
Did you want to hear that?
I did.
I didn't.
I'm sorry to hear that. Item number 20 is a cooperative agreement between the Babylon School District and the Village of Babylon. This is an extension of what is already in place, and what we're basically doing is we're going to increase the current fee that the district is paying the Village of Babylon to handle its solid waste removal from an annual amount of $15,000 to $20,000, which is still a substantial savings over what we were paying to have that done privately 3 years ago.
I'm very happy to hear that. I like what's going in that direction.
Well, you can... Tip the hat to the board. The second item, number 21, is a similar intermunicipal agreement, but it's not with the Village of Babylon. It's with Suffolk County. This was spearheaded by County Executive Pomone, and it's a cooperative purchasing consortium that's being opened up to all school districts and municipalities in Suffolk County. The goal, of course, is to achieve economies of scale by purchasing things as a group as opposed to an individual entity.
I hope you can continue along these ways because I think we have too much overlap in government and all that, and they should start working together. Thank you.
Mr. Stroh, I don't think we've ever gotten two tips of the hat in the year. It's pretty good.
New Year's resolution. Gentle but kind.
All right, maybe I'm going to jinx.
Let's get to it. Okay, other questions of visitors on agenda items? Okay. Seeing no further questions, discussion from board members on agenda items.
Yeah, just one. I'm going to be voting no on item one.
Okay. Any other discussion regarding Okay. Any other discussion from board members on agenda items? Okay. So may I have a motion? We're going to omnibus items 2 through 24. First, please, Ms. Dell'Erba, seconded by Mr. Montalto. Okay, discussion regarding items 2 through 24 omnibus. Okay, none. All in favor omnibusing 2 through 24? Against? Okay, so that passes 5-0. So right now we're going to be making a motion to approve items 2 through 24. Ms. Dell'Erba, seconded by Mr. Benzavega. Discussion on items 2 through 24 being approved? Okay, all in favor for 2 through 24? Against? Okay, that passes 5-0. Do you want to read?
Yes.
One?
Okay, item number 1 reads as, resolved that upon the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education hereby approves the contract between the Board of Education and the Babylon Teachers Association as more fully discussed in executive session and hereby authorizes the president of the Board of Education to execute said agreement on behalf of the board.
Okay, so now I'm putting forth, may I have a motion to approve item 1 on the agenda? Mr. Montalto, seconded by Mrs. Donaldson. Okay, discussion on item 1? Okay, all in favor? Okay, against? Okay, passes 4-1. Okay, let's see the pages here. Okay, other business? Do we have any?
I do.
Business?
Okay. I have a number of items. Okay, very quickly, the Western Suffolk BOCES annual meeting is going to be held on Tuesday, April 10th. That will take place at 8 p.m. at Western Suffolk BOCES in case any of our trustees will be available if you want to go hear their budget presentation. In addition, Tuesday, April 24th, has been the designated date for us to vote on the BOCES budget. So as we get closer to that, we'll be getting together to do that. All right? I did want to talk with the board briefly. I have been contacted by Scope, regarding their before and after school program contract for the 18-19 school year. I did not get a contract extension, but we're very happy with Scope Services. We have a, for the last year and a half, we have a new clean slate of people who supervise that program. I would recommend you allow me to enter into discussions with them so they can start sending out their flyers. Maybe at the next meeting we'll have a resolution to move ahead with that, okay?
Sounds good.
So I just want to let you know about that. Also, tonight we did pass a resolution that lets us begin to explore a possible Scope Summer Enrichment Program here for summer 2018. So that resolution we passed tonight, number 19, lets the Scope Administration begin the preliminary steps of putting together that enrichment program. This is all self-funded by parents across the district, nothing. But we had to pass that resolution tonight in order for them to start their work in getting courses out there and putting a fee schedule together. All right, so I want to thank the board for that. At our last meeting in December, we had the American Legion present a beautiful plaque that will that will be rededicated officially in Roe Hall. I do know that Mr. Cerrone has been in touch with them as to coming here, working with our high school, maybe AP government classes or AP US classes, and having a little ceremony. They did get back to us that they're waiting for warmer weather when most of their members are back. So we're sort of in limbo right now, but contact has been made, right? Okay. And the final thing I have, Dr. Daly and I have sat down with stimulus representatives who are representatives working with PSEG regarding LED fixture replacement. Dr. Daly, do you want to mention anything on that?
Just very quickly, this company, Stimulus, has done extensive work cost estimating what the potential savings could be to the Babylon taxpayers to rebuild the entire district with LED fixtures over what we're currently using. It shows great promise. It's something that we're going to continue to dialogue with this company, and it probably is something that we're going to be bringing back to the board at a later date to move forward with. It really, they've done a great deal of work, and it's been impressive. The numbers need to be properly vetted, but it looks like there's real savings here to go with LED throughout the district. We're doing it in our homes, we're doing it in private businesses. We need to start building schools on a wholesale basis. So, well, to be continued.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you. Any other business that you have? Okay, moving forward, representatives of organizations, please approach the podium and state your name. Any representatives? Okay. Seeing no representatives, questions or comments from visitors, please approach the podium and state your name.
With the onset of the upcoming budget development, could I ask that this year that we have more printed information, like line item things, so we could compare when the budget is being presented, and also if we're having a work study meeting, that there should be questions. If visitors have questions, they should be able to ask them at that meeting pertaining, because normally at a work study they can't, but they should be able. It's a participatory process, and I don't think we should be waiting to the following meeting to ask questions that we might have immediately. So I think that's something I ask the board to consider. I think it's only the right thing to do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Other questions or comments from visitors? Okay. Okay, seeing no further questions, future board meetings. We do have a work-study meeting on Monday, January 22nd, and that will be at 7:30 p.m. And one of our topics is definitely going to be what Ms. Delaco was referring to in terms of the vision of the AP program here in Babylon School District. Okay, that's where we are. Okay, may I have a motion to adjourn, please? Okay, Mr. Benzavega, seconded by Mrs. Del Erba. All in favor? Okay, passes 5-0. Thank you so much. Get home safely, and thank you for coming out.